With WMUK News, I'm Savilla Mann. Western Michigan University once had an exemplary electric car charging program. In 2014, a British publication ranked it as one of the best in the U.S. But Western has not kept up with maintenance for the chargers. And as WMUK's Leona Larson reports, most of them no longer reliably work.
Western once had 22 electric vehicle chargers. But after some wore out and were scrapped for parts, the total dropped to 14. Now, on many days, half or more of those charging stations are out of service. Driving around campus one recent afternoon, I found 5 working chargers. At the other stations, I ran into problems like this. The nozzle on the charging station won't release. That means I can't use it to charge my car. A grant from the U.S. Department of Energy in 2012 paid for most of WMU's electric vehicle chargers. Carla Koretsky, the dean of the College of Arts and Sciences, was inspired to buy a used electric Smart for Two 3 years ago.
That was definitely a factor in my decision to get an electric car, was the fact that it would be super convenient to charge right on campus.
It was, particularly during COVID.
I do wonder, as people come back and more of them are in use, if we will start to see a capacity issue.
That's likely. Some of the stations simply broke, but others stopped working because WMU stopped paying fees to ChargePoint, a private company contracted to service the chargers. 5 charging stations could be brought back online, but Western would have to resume paying annual service fees to ChargePoint. That would cost at least $5,500 a year. Office of Sustainability Director Jeff Spolstra says not many people used the chargers at first, but that eventually changed.
And now we're in a harder place, which is entropy. and we're at a point we have to decide on reinvestment.
Spolstra says groups on campus are looking for funding to replace or fix the chargers and electrify Western's vehicle fleet. For WMUK, I'm Leona Larson.